Take me past the outer courts into that holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me into the holies of holies. Take me in, Lord. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, take me into the holies of holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am, take me in, Lord, this morning, Lord. Take me into the holies of holies. Take me in, Lord, take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Please, Lord, take me into the holies of holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am.
One more time, please.
One more time. Take me past the outer courts to that holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see only your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me into the holies of holies. Take me in, Lord. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, take me to the holies of holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am.
Yes, Lord Jesus, that's our prayer this morning. You brought us to your presence, the holiest of holies, this morning. Oh, what grace it is to us, a privilege. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Here for our Sunday school this morning, shall we bow down our heads and just have a word of prayer to commit our Sunday school into the hands of the Lord. Our dear Heavenly Father, oh, what grace. The Lord, you have pointed grace unto us this morning. Father, we have come from far and near, north, south, east, and west. You've granted us, Lord, journey mercies. And here we are, Lord, in your presence, in the holiest of holies. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we look back, we see what you've done for us the week that has passed, and we will not forget that to say thank you, Lord. And even, Lord, the night watch, oh, that we slept, and Father, you kept us safe. And now, Lord, with the rising of the sun this morning, oh, you have caused us also to rise together with the sun. And Father, privileged to be in your presence, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we are beginning the day with our Sunday schools here and the children. Lord, one thing we know, where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in their midst. So we know the presence of the Holy Spirit is here. So Lord, now we surrender everything to the Holy Spirit, because he is the author of the word, to take his place and take the word and open the day for us. We ask all this, Lord, that when we hear also, Lord, give us the ear and the heart, Lord, to receive them. We give all the glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you. Yes, this morning we thank the Lord. We are back to our building site. You know, we are building. We are back to our building site. Praise the Lord. No, we are building a spiritual house, a temple for the living God. And, you know, God is looking for a place of rest, a temple, not made with hands. Praise the Lord. And that temple is in you and me, because that's what the scripture says, that ye are the temples of the living God, and that he will dwell in us, walk in us, so that we will be his people, and he will be our God. Amen. So as we stand in, he has given us the materials to build that house. So let's read 2 Peter. We read only, we read from verse 4 to verse 7. Let's look at the divine materials that have been given to us to build this spiritual house, which God desire to live in and walk in it. That's in you and in me. 2 Peter 1, we read from verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, beside having escaped from the world, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Amen. Lord, yes, we want to build that house, but it takes, Lord, the Holy Spirit, Lord, to help us, O God. So we surrender to you now. Help us, O Lord Jesus, to build it with all diligence according to the requirements you have given to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we be seated? This subject, you know, it's a very great subject, because building a house for God to come and live in, we don't need to be rushing, because any act of negligence or recklessness, that house will not be able to stand, because the house will be tried. It will be tested. And God wants to see us that we will be what? A wise man, like the wise man that built his house upon the rock. Amen. Amen. And Jesus himself said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell can never prevail against it. So, brethren, let's be diligent in building this house, because it has to, the rains will descend, the storms, everything. But when is the foundation is strong, build upon him, nothing can what break it down. Amen. So quickly, we looked at the foundation. We looked at the foundation, which was faith, and we know that faith, the Bible definition, is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not what not seen. And then we looked at how can we abound in this faith, because it could be in you, but it doesn't abound. We've done that. The fruits have to be seen, because by that fruits, you are be able to see what the kind of tree it is. Praise the Lord. So we saw that he said, faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing by what? The word of God. Like even as we are seated right now, You see, we are being built gradually, faith by faith, because he said in Romans 1:17, he said, therein is what? The righteousness of God, what is revealed from faith to faith in the word. See, the righteousness of God is what? The word of God. I said, in it, within it, therein is revealed what? That this faith, the righteousness of God is revealed from what? Faith to faith. The word is revealed to us from faith to faith. And he said, the just shall live by faith. So if the just shall live by faith, that means we don't see faith. Amen. We don't smell faith. We don't handle faith. Faith is a substance of things what you hoped for. And then we came to the second material, the house, this is virtue. And that also the prophet said, virtue is what? Virtue is power, is strength. Amen. Let me read something quickly here. He said, if we are going to be like him, because this house, when he comes in, we become like him. So the proverb is saying here that if we are going to be like him, we must have virtue. We must have it to be like him. Amen. Well, if I'm going to be like Jesus, see, I've got to have virtue. And it has, it so that it can pass forward from me to people. So we give us the first slide. So we saw this slide about this woman with the issue of the blood for 12 years. And here we will see that faith and virtue working together here. Because the woman, he had no word. You see, faith is a revelation. And he had no promise anywhere that if I hold the helm of the garment of Jesus Christ, I will be healed. See, that makes faith what? A revelation. She just believed it. A substance of thing hoped for. He hoped that if I hold the helm of the Jesus Christ, I will be healed. See? And so when she did that, Jesus felt within himself that virtue has gone out of him. Who touched me? Somebody has touched me. It was a touch of faith. So it has what? Taken virtue. So here that's the proverb is saying that if I want to be like Jesus, then virtue must be in me so that I can give virtue to someone else also. Praise the Lord. And so he said here that he's expecting the same virtue to be in his church because he was an our example. Amen. And so the apostles of that day, the next slide, the apostles of that day, they demonstrated it. At a beautiful old gate, that temple, this man was born what? Crippled or something like that, you see. And always asking for alms. And when Peter and John were entering what? The synagogue, this man asked for alms. But you see, Peter told him that, look, we have something that's greater than that alms that we can give to you. Praise the Lord. So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. So the church demonstrated it. And today, the church also here must demonstrate it. And we thank the Lord that in this house, yes, we are seeing the demonstration. Oh, that our little girl that the granddad sent a request. Oh, when I saw that she's back home, the church prayed. That virtue has gone out. Praise the Lord. So we are demonstrating it. Let's continue to hold on to it, brethren. Amen. So we are coming toward knowledge. Give me the next slide, let me see what is it. But no, wait, how can we abound in what? Virtue. The prophet gave an example of what? Because everything we must find how we can abound in it. And he cited what? The lily. That the lily, every minute of the day is what? Drawing strength from what? From the earth. Because that's the source from where it can get what? Strength. And we also have what? A place, a source where we can what? Draw virtue. That's the word. So he said the lily was what? Drawing virtue every day. Praise the Lord. This is so small that for me, I didn't bring my this in my glasses. He said, I said, now, let me come out here. He said, now, Peter talking about building a house of God, see, the temple of God fixing it to a place. After you have a faith, you must have what? Virtue with it. That's right. Have virtue for the whole world. See, I preached a sermon about 20 years ago, I guess, on Reverend Mr. Lily. Amen. Lily, the pastor, is he? Took it from the text where Jesus said, consider the lilies, how they neither toil nor spin, yet I say unto you, Solomon in all his glory is not arrayed like one. Really, you see, after drawing virtue, then it comes up and spread the petals. So beautiful. And there is in it also can be found what? Honey. And the bees come and suck the honey. Praise the Lord. And he said, it makes a beautiful sight for the admirer. It opens up itself for honey, for the bee to come and get his part. It doesn't complain. The lilies will come, will fondle with everything. It will not complain. Amen. That's the way of a true Christian. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. What if the bee came in there and then what? Insufficient fund. No honey. You see. That little bee would scratch, you see. Scratch his head and say, what kind of lily is that? Amen. Amen. So the prophet went on to say that, the next slide, the prophet went to say that, so it is with we Christians, you see. That someone sees you as a Christian, then tomorrow he sees you differently. How can he, that person, will be able to draw something from you? Meanwhile, he has been looking at you and trying to what? Learn something from you. And then all of a sudden, another time he saw you, oh, in another way, oh my, oh, insufficient fund. Amen. He slotted in to receive something, and the card came back without anything, you see. Insufficient fund. So the next slide says what? Okay, let's quickly go to knowledge.
I bring my glasses.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, and so let me come closer. Let's come to the next lesson. That's knowledge. The prophet said, Abraham, when he was 100 years old, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Look how ridiculous that word looked. See, here is a man 100 years old looking for a baby to be born into his home by a woman 90 years old, see, almost 50 years apart, barren, lived with her since she was what, a young girl or a teenager. And here he is, his live stream was dead, and Sarah's womb was dead, and all hopes was gone as far as hopes. But yet against hope, he believed in hope, because he had what? Knowledge that God was able to keep everything that he had promised. The next one. Oh, you are getting to be a pretty good man right now. See? You are coming up. See? Because we are on the third what? We are on the third level of the building. He said, what with faith, you see? Then with virtue and then knowledge, see? How is the building... See how is building this man, you see. You can see there's no way of escaping it. This is a way to become in the full stature of Christ. Yes, sir. To judge. See, knowledge, as the prophet said, to judge. To judge right. To judge whether it's right or wrong. To believe God's word. Judge whether it's right or wrong, see. Whether I should serve a creed or serve God. Judge whether it's right or wrong. I should be born again or join a church. See, you got to find which one is right. To join a church or to be born again. To believe in creeds or to believe the word. Is that the Bible said Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, which are you going to believe? When you say, I will take God, now you don't say that I will take it. You see, that's right, that's wrong. Just from your heart, you see, you said, okay, I will take it. No, my brother, we don't do it that way. You believe it. But something in you, see, your faith pushes out there. See, the faith foundation always, you see, we are going to see faith is going to go through all this building. So it's faith that pushes what? For you to pick the right way. Praise the Lord. There you are. Your faith says, I know he's the same. It's faith that tells you that. I've witnessed him the same. There's nothing can take away from you. I know he's real. Then add that to your faith. Lay it down on the foundation. Amen. Let's see the next slide. Yeah, supreme knowledge. So, when you look at, you see supreme knowledge, you see heavenly born knowledge, and you see Holy Ghost knowledge. Amen. Amen. So look at this in the number over there. Can we all read it? Let's read again, because I'm finding it difficult now. You don't have to have 4 degrees in some college or something like that to have it. Supreme knowledge, it doesn't need what? College degrees. Amen. Because all these virtues are given to you by God to place upon the foundation of your faith. that you might come to the full stature of a real living man of God. Yes, sir. Now, when they begin to say, well, we don't have to accept that today, you do have to. It must be. You see, the scripture cannot lie. And there is no, someone says, there is no private, or there is no private interpretation. The Bible said, you just believe it the way it is written there. There is no what? Private interpretation. The Bible said that. So you just have to what? To believe it the way how it has been written. You've got to have these things, you see. And the only way you will ever be able to have them is to have what? A heavenly born knowledge. The heavenly born knowledge will vindicate every word. Then we have the Holy Ghost knowledge. He said the Holy Ghost knowledge will always punctuate the word with what? Amen. Amen. When you get these things that seem to contradict themselves in the Bible, you set down and what? Study it. When you see something that is contradictory, he said, you sit down and what? Thank you. You sit down and study it prayerfully like that, you see. And the first thing you know, the Holy Spirit begins to what? To move in. After a while, you see it ties what together. And there you've got it. See, that's knowledge. So knowledge is not worldly. It, you see, worldly knowledge, it reasons. Any kind of worldly knowledge reasons, see? But faith has no reasoning. When we were doing faith, we came to that place. When God said it was going to rain, whereby it has never rained for all years. Never had they had seen what? Rain. But Noah what? He said, moved with fear and prepared the ark according to what God has what? Instructed him. But the other people, they reasoned with it. Say, how can it be? Ever since we've never seen. Where is the water over there in the see, they reasoned about it. And they all perished. You see. All right, 31. All right, now knowledge. Now, not worldly knowledge, but is what? Heavenly knowledge. And heavenly knowledge, when God is the fountain of what? Knowledge, you see, you believe the word. Heavenly knowledge when God is the fountain. So from what fountain are you drawing your virtue? It's from God, then you have what? A heavenly knowledge. You see, you believe the word and you reason anything by the word. If anything at all, you see, that's what you are saying, that anything that contradicts, sit down and what? Study. That's what he's saying, that the Bible said you reason with anything, what? With the word. If you don't understand, sit down and study prayerfully. The Holy Ghost, what? Will reveal it to you. See, sure knowledge, not worldly, but what? Spiritual knowledge of the word. Knowing what God said. Knowing what God said and do what God said. Praise the Lord. So let's quickly, because I want you to finish the lesson. All right, yeah, vocalizing, yeah, that's what I want to. Yes, if somebody tries to tell you that the Bible has lost its power, there is no such a thing as, he says there is no such a thing like what? Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Don't add that. It won't work. It will fall off like putting a clay on a rock. It won't stand up. It will crumble. Amen. You are building a house. You are laying what? Your bricks. You take only sand and plaster it. No, sir. It will not stand. Amen. See, it won't vulcanize. You couldn't take a piece of rubber, you know, and vulcanize it to a piece of iron. it won't just work. No, it's got to be flexible, just like what? Like the rubber. Now, just give us a... See, when you want to do vulcanizing, before, the old-timers, like myself, the cars were not what? Tubeless, like you have it today. You have a tube inside. And so when you get a puncture, it is the tube that is inside that will be brought out and then healed, you see. And the things that you need will be what? Tie plaster, glue, and sandpaper. You go to sandpaper the place. You see, it's scriptural. You see, you have to clean the place. And then you apply the glue. Then you take that rubber, because it's a type, it's the same rubber. Those plastics, they are rubber. So it's rubber and rubber. And then after you place it, my brother, it has to go under the fire. Next one. It has to go under fire. And the fire is what? The Holy Ghost. It has to go under what? Fire. When we were little boys, my father had a filling station. We were doing this. We were little boys. So I know it very well. You put it there, you see. And then you put where the puncture was. You see the plaster? And then you this thing, you have to tighten it really. And then you put the fire at that place. And then the heat will melt the plaster. And then becomes like what? The same tire. To melt it, it will not what? Peel up. But if you don't go through this system, it will peel off. If it doesn't go under the fire, it will peel off. Praise the Lord. So it's, when we are building this house, you see, the materials that you add to what? To plaster. As a... From faith to virtue. See, you put faith as a block. Amen. It has to get a plaster. Then you put another block, which is what? Virtue. You have to put plaster. Give us the next slide. See, building a house, you see. Now, these bricks are made out of what? Cement. Mixed with what? Sand. And the same thing that the man is carrying is what the same thing that that's the only thing that can hold it. Praise the Lord. You see, the same material. If you add it, that's why this building, if you add anything apart from God was given to us, it will not stand the test. Praise God. All my time? Up. Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. So, let's be what? Pay or give all diligence in building this house. It's God that is coming to live in. We cannot do anything haphazardly, brother. He will not even come. And that house, it can never stand the test. It will what? It will fall. When we talk about test, yourself, the trials that you go through, the temptations that you go through, how are you able to overcome them? That's what we are saying. Because this temple, you here, those trials, because you have been what? Really built to the stature of a perfect man. So no matter how, even if you don't have money, you see, you don't cry. You go down on your knees and pray. Give glory to God. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Let's bow down our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. Yes, we want to be like you. And as Lord, you are helping us to build this teacher of a perfect man. Oh, a house for you to come and live in, O God. Father, continue to help us, Lord Jesus. This morning, Lord, yes, we've come to your house. We want to praise your name. We want to worship you. We want to lift up your name, O God. So, Lord Jesus, we commit the song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands this moment. That day come, Lord, the same Holy Spirit lead, O God, for us to sing and worship you, O God. Prepare the grounds, create an atmosphere, whereby, O God, the word that you have for us today. Oh, Lord, you know the needs of your people, that it will meet each and every one according to our needs, Lord. As we also remember, Lord, your servant, waiting on you now. Father, bless him, and Lord, you know what we need, oh God. Speak through him this morning. Use him as your mouthpiece, Lord. We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you.